Good Shepherd Sunday. 45 years ago, somewhere along that line, I was blessed with an opportunity to study for a semester in Israel. And with us was a marvelous scripture professor, Father Jack Castello. God bless his soul. He's with the Lord now, a Sulpician priest, scripture expert. He wrote part of the original Jerome Biblical Commentary. If you have one of those, they're very excellent in understanding the scriptures. And one of the classes we had with him in that semester was the Gospel according to St. John. And I will never forget the day we studied this very passage. We studied in the morning. Jack Castell gave a wonderful lecture, as he always does. And then that afternoon, after lunch, we took a little mini bus because we would often have the class in the morning because Israel is very small. And you can often visit the spot that you studied in the afternoon. Well, Jack picked Shechem. Shechem is where the Ten Commandments were kept between the time of Joshua and David. It's a valley. They grow a lot of garlic there, but it's also known for shepherds around the hillsides. And we went there, and there's a trough about the length of this altar platform, and they had a mechanical pump filling it with water, when two flocks of sheep came down to water. And Father Castell said, "I want you to pay very close attention to what you see." The flocks came in, they intermingled. The sheep is intermingled, one of them and all getting a drink. Then they were done drinking. One shepherd on one side of one and one of the other called out to their flocks. And even though the sheep were all intermingled, each sheep went to follow the voice of his shepherd. It was amazing to read the passage, study the passage, and then to see it in action. This is what Jesus is talking about. They follow the voice of their shepherd, so they're protected. And the shepherd leads them to water, and the shepherd leads them to green pastures. So it is with our Lord Jesus Christ. We hear his word proclaimed, and we listen to him in the Gospels at Mass. We also listen to him in our prayer, in the quiet moments of our prayer. And as his flock, our good shepherd, as long as we follow his voice, then he too will take us to green pastures. But those are the eternal pastures in the heavenly kingdom.